produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Good day, brothers and sisters. My name is Evangelist Sakhala. Great pleasure that today I am going to share the word of God with you. And I believe as I'm about to share the word of God with you, God will strengthen and energize you with his word. I believe that this is the day that the Lord has made, that we may rejoice and be glad in it. I believe it is the day that when we can truly understand who God is in our lives, we can become a better person, that there is nothing that is happening under the sun that God is knowing anything about it. A lot of the things that we think that God does not know about us, God really knows them about our lives. And it is my prayer that this day moving forward, you may experience the power and God's grace upon your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as about him, share your word. I will say to you, come sit down with your children and let God bless you through his word. Sit down, come and regroup, strengthen. Let the word of God speak to you. Let it change you. I may not know your situation right now. I may not know what you are going through today, but I know that there's a situation where God can do something about your situation, and God can speak through your life, and God can energize you and strengthen you. It is my prayer that today, as I'm sharing the word of God to you, that may God strengthen you through and through, and may God may enlarge your territory, and may God speak in your life in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today, I just want to speak to you that as we are Christians, we're going through things in our lives, in our Christian walk with God. We experience a lot of things in our lives and some other things that are happening. We ask ourselves a lot of questions. We ask ourselves, what could have been the problem? What triggered this? What maybe I have done that make me to be in the situation that I am today? What's really happening in my life? What is wrong with my life? What has happened? What did I do? You know, those are the questions that every time when we are facing some difficulties in our lives, we tend to ask ourselves the very same things. We tend to ask ourselves, what is happening to us? What's wrong? What went wrong? Maybe if God have showing up in my life, things could have been differently. If God has His eye will watch me or protect me. These things have never gone. My child could have never died, and maybe I could have never lost job. Is this the hands of God? Is it the devil that is going? He had a say in my situation, or what is happening to my life? There's a lot of things, and sometimes there are good stuff that is happening to our life, and we are glad. And in terms of when the good stuff that are happening, and we think that surely by now it is the hands of God, but it might happen we have just accepted the gift from the devil. It will just that we don't understand that even some gifts, they come from the devil, and we thought these things are coming from the Lord. And until such time when we can know what is the will of God of our lives and where God wants to take you, because there are times when in our walk with God, that God does something that we have never thought that it could be done. Maybe the way he would display some of the things, we will never, God will never do this. I don't think these things, they can be happened through God. But I am telling you that today, if you can hearken diligently unto the word of God, you will be able to have that kind of understanding or know exactly where God is taking you. You will have a better understanding or where God wants you to be. And it could have made it very easy for your life to have this kind of understanding or what God wants to do in your life. I am here today to tell you that listen to the Holy Spirit. Every time in our life, Holy Spirit speaks. Every time where we are, Holy Spirit speaks through our lives. And when we can have a time to listen to the Holy Spirit, that would be better. When we can have a time where we can understand where God wants us to be, the positions that we are, or circumstances or the situation, it would have never mattered that the situation you see that bad or what kind of situation. Remember, the Bible teaches us that Jesus was taken to the wilderness by the Spirit of God. He was taken there. He was hungry there. And you can think that because it's not nice to be praying and hungry. So it's not an ideal situation. But the Bible says he was being led by the Spirit of God. I am telling you that even some trying times, sometimes we are led by the Spirit of God. We cannot run away from the experience in the power of God or sometimes defeating the devil in our lives. And we think, because it's hard, maybe this is not God. I'm telling you today that you must have that concept and understanding where we are and where God is taking us. Because if we can have an idea of what God is taking us or where God wants us to be, we will be a better people and having a better understanding who was. I just want to make my point for you to be able to understand that the Bible teaches that there was a certain man, and this man, when we read Luke chapter 6 verse 24, he says, and there was a certain beggar named Lazarus. The Bible described Lazarus as a certain beggar. There was a man, but the Bible teaches us and tells us that this the thing about this man is that he was a beggar. And the Bible, when it tells you about Lazarus' life, he was living in lack. He was in a financial crisis. That he had nothing to show up for his life. Lazarus was in trouble, deep trouble, because the Bible says he was a beggar. And it will continue telling us the situation of Lazarus, that he even have sores in his mouth, you know, maybe because of starvation, you know. It's somebody who could have never even had a medical aid. It's somebody, but he was in a very bad state of life, you know. He lacks. Lazarus was very, very, very in a bad space of time. And this beggar, in his lifetime, you know, when you look at the situation, lot of things would never make thankful to the modern Christians, that because Lazarus was a Christian and he was a believer. But here is a crisis. The very same Lazarus, and the Bible is telling us that when he was lifted up, when he died, he was carried to Abraham's bosom. And when he was there, you know, the rich man that he lived with, his neighborhood was a very wealthy and rich man, and man had many things, you know. The signs of having many cars or food, or it's not a good sign that God is with you. Because when we follow the story of Lazarus, we see when God of God, when these two men died, the other one went to hell and the other one went to heaven. And It's truth, because when we read Luke and we go to verse 24, it tells us that the rich man died, and when he opened his eyes for the first time, he was in hell in the place of torment, and when he was there and he see Lazarus with Abraham for the first time, say, yeah, this place is bad, can you please send Lazarus? Because at least send Lazarus to dip his finger in the water to cool my tongue. Hey, it's very hot in here. Hell, it's not a nice place. It was Lazarus. The Bible did never teach us when Lazarus was poor. He cried out. But this one, he faced heaven for the first time, and he opened his eyes. He calls the help. Lazarus never called the help when he was on earth. He enjoyed these things, because people who are born of God, people who had the Spirit of God, enjoy stuff even things are not coming okay in their lifetime. And this was the life of Lazarus. This was kind of things that were happening to Lazarus, but Lazarus was there. And he loved God. And the Bible teaches that he was a friend of Jesus Christ. And the Bible teaches that while she was there, he was comforted for the things that happened during his life. But today, I just want to take you a step further, that in this time when he was a beggar, in this time when things were very bad for Lazarus, John speaks of Lazarus in another dimension, and the relationship that he had with the Master, the relationship that he had with God, you know. And when God, and when John speaks home that there's this certain man that was living in Bethany, and he wanted to train that there were three of them. He had two sisters in his lifetime, and when he had these two sisters, Lazarus, John does not dispute the leg that Lazarus have. He tells us something, that Jesus loved Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. He loved the family of Lazarus. The Bible teaches us that. The Bible teaches that the relationship that they had, they love each other. But something had happened to Lazarus. The Bible, now John is telling us something else, that Lazarus died. And he telling us the stuff prior, before the death of Lazarus, that before Lazarus died, what had happened. He's telling us the relationship that they have, you know, Jesus and with Lazarus, that he loved them. And when Jesus received the message of the death of Lazarus, he tells his disciple, hey, things are bad. Lazarus has just died. Lazarus has just died. Things are not okay in that place. And it takes time, Jesus, to go there. But there is something that I want to speak with you when we speak about the story of Lazarus that we have never looked at it before. I want us to look John chapter 11, verse 15. I am glad for your sakes that I was not there to intend he may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Father, bless you. Wait. For the first time, you think that Jesus say, I am glad. You think maybe there was something that was exciting when he said, I was glad. Jesus never said, I was happy. But he said, I was glad. When you hear that someone was glad, it is not because of happiness. It's something that was maybe deep or major that has happened. The Bible says Jesus said, I was glad. I was glad.
You could think maybe Lazarus, maybe he was glad that Lazarus. There are situations in our lives that make our Lord to be glad. There are situations when we look, it doesn't give sense when Jesus would say to his disciple, I was glad. We would think that Jesus should be considerate looking at the circumstances that was happening to Lazarus' life. And Jesus said, I was glad. I was glad. There are things that are going to be happening in our life. There are situations and troubles when are happening in our lives. And the Bible will say, I was glad. And the Master will say, I was glad. There are things that we think God should show up or calm the situation or calm the storms in our lives, the tough situation that we are facing in our lifetime. And what we could only hear is that Jesus Christ, the Bible say, and Jesus said, I was glad. And because we are human, we will become more frustrated. We will ask ourselves, how can it be that our Master, in the times of our need, when we are in trouble, the only thing that he will say, the Bible says, Jesus Christ was glad. How inconsiderate is this Lord when the trouble has struck this man? And the Bible says, I was glad. He was just about succumbed to the to death. There was a devastation in Lazarus' life. His sisters, come to think of his sisters, what had happened. They have lived, they've known that he loved him. You know, they could have asked themselves question, what's wrong if our Master, when he arrived in time for the sickness, maybe our brother could have died, because that's what Mary and Martha thought, that we have seen him heal other people. Maybe our friend Jesus was here, he was going to heal him. But the sad things have happened. Now our brother is dead. There is nothing that all our Lord can do about the situation. There is nothing that Jesus Christ can do about this situation, because now our brother is no more. I don't know what is happening to your life, that when you look at your situation, there's no way out of your situation. When you look at your kids, what they are going through, when you look at the life that they are living, you are sure of it, that now your family is finished. They are into drugs. They are into a lot of things. And here you are starting to rehabilitate other people's children, but your children are in deep trouble today. You look at your life, your marriage is in tatters, and you're asking, I'm a praying Christian, what had happened? What had befallen me? Things are bad in your situations. Things are very bad in your workplace, and you ask that you're about to be fired, and you ask him, I asked the Lord to save my work. I've asked this thing, but when I look back into my life, you have just been hinting that you must never no more come to this place. The place is shutting down, and you ask, how am I going to survive? What is going to happen to my life? I am here today to read you that Jesus was glad that Lazarus was dead. Jesus was glad, and the Bible says he confesses with his mouth that I am glad. I don't know. Maybe you can thought when you read this verse that he was glad that Lazarus had made it in life. He was glad that things have gone okay. Our friend is well. But he's glad that our friend in the Lord Jesus Christ. I was glad that our co-worker in Christ Jesus Christ. I was glad this thing has happened to you. There are other stuff that is happening to your life that our Master is glad that is happening. There are situations that is happening that we are not in comfort. We are not happy about the situation. We are troubled in every direction. But our Master is glad. Bible says he's glad. Remember the circumstances of Lazarus, what he's been going through. He's going to a bad situation in his life. Things are not future doesn't look bright for Martha, and they had no brother in their lifetime. But the Bible says, Jesus said, I am glad because it's like he's saying literally that Lazarus is dead. He tell them print that he's dead. Maybe when I say to you that he's asleep, you don't get it. But I'm telling you now what the situation in Bethany, what had happened. We've lost him. He's dead. We've lost him. We tried to revive him. We lost him. We tried a situation. We've taken him to the doctor. Your situation, I've tried to open business. Things does not work. I tried to go back to school. I failed. Things are not working. But by the look of things, my business is about to close down. The bank is about to take my car. The bank is about to take my stuff. Things are really bad for me. Things are bad in my life. Things will go bad. Things will go back. Will go bad in our lives. I am here to tell you. I am here to tell you that through those stormy season, through those stormy days, through those difficult times, to the last day, the Lord is still watching over your life. Through those times when you think that the world is cruel, there's nothing, my life is amount to nothing, I am nothing. When you look at your life and you say, really and surely, there's nothing more in my life. There's nothing more that I can do. I am here to tell you, Lazarus dead. They make the master to be glad. Your situation, it makes the master to be glad, because something will be revealed. God will be showing up in your life, because two verses from there, Jesus showed up in Bethany. It will have never matter how long he has been, because people were concerned that he was been in a situation, that situation for 4 days. There's no hope in that situation. But he was glad that he was there. He was glad that he had heard about your situation. He was glad that situation were bad in your life. He was glad that people were laughing. That's why David did say, Jesus, did you say, the Lord prepared a table before my enemies. There are things that had to happen to you. There are stuff that they meant to happen to your life. There are things that we cannot run away to. But they had to happen because God's hand should be showing up. And Jesus showed up in Bethany, and people tried to tell him things that, you know what has happened to him. You know what situation is like. He's dead. Lazarus is no more. He arrived there to the bad news that he knows the situation. But people think that the situation is too bad, is too big for God. There's no bad situation can be too bad for our master. Even when they tried to tell him what had happened, God already knew what has happened in Bethany. People were there to console them. People were tend to say, "Lali temba, there's no Lord he can do now, because the day he's been there for 4 days now." But I'm here to tell you, your situation can still change. No matter how bad your situation can be, no matter how situation may look like in your life, I am here to tell you that there is no situation that is too bad that God can do nothing about. Your situation is okay. Your standard, the things that have gone wrong in your life, they are okay. The Lord will show up to your situation. The Lord will show up to the things that have taken their toll in your life. I am here to tell you today that your situation will change. Your circumstances will change. The situation that people see that there was nothing can be done, that stuff make the master to be glad. Let your enemy laugh, because when they laugh, God is sitting there and he's that your situations, that he's there, that he's, it's only relying on him. It's only in him that we live. It's only in him that we shall see the blessing. It is only in him that your ministry will shape up. It is only in him that your marriage will shape up. It's only in him that your children will start to experience the power of God in their life. It's only in him. You've talked to them. You're saying stuff. You try to counsel them. Nothing is helping your marriage or your family. But I'm telling you today that your master is glad that his situation needs him. He's glad that your situation needs his to be under his control. He's glad that now he's taking control or he's taking charge of your situation. I am here and telling you today, your situation is not that too bad, but it has made your master to be glad that he's going to transform the situation. He's going to rewrite the history in your life. You are going to be glad that people have laughed at you. You are going to be glad that your situation that God is showing up in your circumstances, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can start to rejoice today. You can start to be glad about your situation, misfortunes. You can start to be glad of the things that have happened in your life. You can start to be glad that Jesus Christ will show up in your life. You can start to be glad today that really my situation, God will show up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray to your circumstances today, be glad that God will show up. Look at your stuff, look at your situation today, and say, I am glad today. I'm glad that God will show up in my life. I'm glad that God will show up in my situation. I am glad that today God will take control in my life. I am glad that today God is taking care and is taking control of my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I know that today God can change your circumstances if only you can believe in him, if you can only have faith unto the Lord. It is my prayer, my brothers and sisters today, that you can listen to God. Let God change your circumstances in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is me, Evangelist Halon Gato, broadcasting on SKM Radio Network, that I pray, it is my prayer today. Let him be glad that two things have happened to your life. Let him be glad that these things have happened in you. And it's my prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that wherever you are today, be glad that God is showing up in your situation in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May the grace of God be upon you until we meet again in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Kiyani bikeni labazalwane ngegama lika Jesu Kristu wase Nazaretha. Lona ngumfundisi Vilakazi from South Africa under SKM Network. This program was produced by Mercedes God. What a great joy. What a beautiful day that the Lord has given us. The Bible says, give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks in all circumstances. You know, one guy once said to me, how do I give thanks to God while I'm going through that and that? I don't know, but God said, give thanks. I know somewhere, somehow it does not make sense. But there's a reason why God said in all circumstances, whether good or bad, give thanks. And I pray that let the peace of Christ rule and reign in your hearts. Since as the member of one body, and when as an individual you were called to peace, let the peace of God rule and reign in your heart. Today I want us to talk shortly about this message entitled Guard Your Heart. Boloka pelo ya gago. Guard your heart. I want to ask you a question. How will you act or how will you react if I tell you that I have a heart condition? What will be your response? Are you going to feel pity for me? Or zongzwela ngendlela ongizwela ngayo? But the truth of the matter is that I do have a heart condition. And so do you. We have the matters. We have the heart condition. Your heart condition, it depends on the things that you allow in your heart. These things zibuya from your thought, your attitude, and ultimately, they shape the deepest part of your being. No matter what the circumstances is, whether in or out, whether it's right or wrong, whether they look good or not, but I'm telling you as a servant of God, everything will be okay. God said, I must tell you that everything will be okay. But what if the wrong things are in your heart? And listen, they have never been attended. They will become a deep rooted in your head to deal with. The quicker you can detect a wrong heart condition is when you strengthen them out. You better off you are. So go on that we need to guard our heart. Why? As Christians, we need to check what sivumela in our hearts. What comes in, what comes out. Because many times as Christians, we go through emotions and we keep this Christian thing. They want that thing. But sometimes these things, they creep it in their hearts. And they end up even other people. It's because those things have never been attended. The Bible says, the book of Proverbs chapter 4, it says, guard your heart above all, for it determines the course of life. There's something spotted into this verse, or something that I've noticed. The Bible says, guard your heart. It doesn't say somebody else must guard your heart. It doesn't say that God will guard your heart. It doesn't say your friends will guard your heart or your parents, but it says when as an individual sitting alone there in your corner, guard your heart. Kungani uNkulunkulu athi wena guard your heart? Because you are the one who allow whatever comes in, whatever comes out. Uma omunye umuntu azokugadela inhliziyo yakho, are you sure he's going to put the right stuff in your heart? Are you sure with whatever as we fire it will represent God and the heavens? So that's why God gives you that responsibility. When as an individual, I want you to guard your heart. Because yonke into enzakalayo, whether in the presence of people or outside the presence of people, we ask you to wenzani alone when people are not around. And whatever information you receive, whatever information that you get from people, you are the one who need to detect or select. No. This one, I will never allow in my heart. Because this one is on ngihlukanisa noNkulunkulu. This one will never represent God in my life. That's why God said, guard your heart. But how are you going to guard your heart? How are you going to guard our heart? By renew our minds with the word of God. By renew our mind with the word of God. Since you just know that you have to constantly, daily work on it. The Bible says the Holy Spirit is there. The Comforter is there. Why? When Jesus said to his disciples, it's okay for me to leave, so that the comforter may come. Who is this comforter? The one who will help you to clean your heart. The one who will help you to keep your heart in a right standing with God. Because out of it flows the issues of life. And Uma, your heart is not clean with the word of God. But the question is, what is in the heart? Whatever is in the heart, does it represent God? Can we sitting alone there and God reveals us your heart? With no man, look this person is hard. We'll be ashamed. Or we'll say, we give all the praise unto God. Because his heart is pure before men and before God. Guard your heart. Above all, everything flows from it. Keep your mouth free from perverties. And keep your corrupt ways. Or keep your corrupt talks far from your lips. Are these things represent God? Because whatever you say, we know it comes from the heart. But now, before it comes out, what's in the heart? Is it the word of God inside there? Or is that information that you get from the wrong people? The Bible says, keep your talk far from it. Keep your talk far from it. Go on and keep these things away. Because God knows that these things, God knows about it. No matter whether we like it, whether indirect or outdirect, these things will differ. But the question is, what is in heart? Let your eyes look straight ahead and fix your gaze directly before you. Give carefully your thoughts and your path, for your feet be standful in all your ways. Give carefully your thought to the path of your feet. And allow your feet to go to the right direction where God wants us to go to. Because there are sometimes we end up being a place where we're not supposed to. Because our thoughts are not full of God. You can't be full of God. Your thoughts are not full of God. And when you end up in the nightclub, no ways. That mind was never been renewed with the word of God. That's why last week you spoke about renew your mind with the word of God. Because once that mind is full of God, whatever is in the mind will transfer what's in the heart. And whatever you say, it will be what is in the heart. But the question is, what's in the heart? What's in the thought? When you're sitting alone, ucabangan, what's in the mind? What's in the mind? Do not turn left or right. But keep your foot from all evil. Ungabuki all the direction. When I make it a point that every day of your life, you keep away your foot from evil. That's how one of the steps that how you guard your heart. What is the meaning of a guarded heart? What is the meaning of guarding your heart? In the Old Testament, the word heart is being used 800 times. But more than 200 times, it deals with the thoughts of life. The emotions, the wellspring of life. And those things are motivated and molding us. The Bible says, or the Bible calls that the heart. I'm calling it the thought of life. Why is the thought of life so important? Solomon said to his son, above all else, my son, guard your heart. For out of it flows the issues of life. Because the thoughts will control the rest of your life. Into oicabangayo, it will give birth to the actions. And it will see by the actions what is in your mind. And what is in your heart? If you tell me now, what do I think? I'll tell you who you are in life and who you live. What do you think is what you are? Lento ecabanga, you become what you are. The third life controls you. The Bible says in the Proverbs 23 that whatever a man think of, So is he. Lento oyicabangayo ubayiyo. In other words, you need to be careful what goes through your mind. How you think about yourself. How you believe about yourself. Because all these things, they will rotate in one direction. Abanye abantu, they become doing, they end up doing the wrong things. Because they told themselves, ukuthi mina, I'll never amount to anything. They told themselves and they convinced themselves, ukuthi God, it's not there. The Bible says, you don't have because you don't ask. If you ask God, said, Mudim, where I am, I want you to fill my thought with the word of God. Your thought, whether positive or negative, whether good or bad, whether you are turned or turned, they will control your attitude. Your thoughts, your attitude leads to any actions that is happening around you. Your thoughts controls your action. Let me repeat that. Your thoughts controls your action. Ask any psychologist, what could I tell you? Someone once said to me, if you sow a thought, you will reap a deed. If you sow a deed, you will reap a habit. If you sow a habit, you will reap a character. If you sow a character, you will reap a destiny. All this, it's a chain. What are you sowing in your heart? In your life, can you see God rule and reign in your heart? Can you see representing God in absence of all the Christians around you? What do you think of? So you are. Before you can do things, you have to think about it. You have to think about it. Your thought leads to an attitude. An attitude will lead to actions. There is so fundamental that God has destroyed all the entire civilization because of they had a heart trouble. And God saw that the weakest of men was great on earth. That everything that imagination and the thought of his heart was evil. Yes. And he continued. That's why God, at the point that he wanted to destroy him, he saw the heart of man. He said, no, man, is this person I created with my own hands? But look his heart. His heart is so evil. Look his thoughts. Whatever he think, it's evil. But at that point, Jesus volunteered to be the Lamb. That shows how God loves you. That shows how God cares about you. At that point, I think God was fed up with his thought of man, with his attitude, with his heart. But he gave us a second chance by allowing Jesus to come and die for us. That you must take it into consideration. And the day you internalize that, you will understand how God loves you. And God said, the thought of the heart are so evil. I'm going to have to destroy them. Eish. The heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart. We're still having the same problem they had. Do they follow the question that you give in the pause of the condition of the heart? What lies do we believe about ourselves or the world around us, and how it is affecting us with the relationship with God? Because as you see, what we people talk to us, what information we're getting around, are they somewhere, somehow, it will jeopardize my relationship with God? What sins or bad habits in my life are weighing me down from the high moral conduct? What behavior or habits do I know that are being right before God and they avoiding or ignored? I selfishly try to physical happiness, emotional, and fulfillment of the thought of the relationship. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. How do you guard your heart? The Bible says in Romans 12, he said, do not conform with the standard of the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. That means if as a child of God, I'm not supposed to do what the world does. And it's one of the things that I will able to guard my heart. It's one of the things that I'll able to control my thoughts to be in line with the word of God. When God gets ready to change someone's life, the first thing that God does, he changes his thought process. Because we ask anything that you do in this life, somehow it started as a thought. Whatever you see around, it's because somehow it started as a thought. And it becomes what you see in your heart. So that's why God said, if I want to change his heart, I must change his thought process. The way he thinks, I must change it. That's why I want him to take his mind and root it into my word. Solomon said to his son, guard your heart and protect it and be careful of your thought of life. Keep your heart all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. The Lord Jesus Christ wants us to present our bodies to him, including our minds, that might transform us. No wonder the first thing Satan ayens into a human being, he targets the mind. He knows that once that mind was not renewed with the word of God, it's easy for me to install negative thoughts, to tell this person that, hey man, God does not exist. But what is the word of God is saying? Because that word, it's not in the heart. That word, it's not in the mind. But when all these things are rooted in you, there is no way the devil will defeat you. There is no way the devil will give all these negative thoughts. Because he knows that everything that you do, your life, it's rotating under the God's arm. When God is in the heart, we think right. When God is in the heart, we live right. When God is in the heart, we do right. When God is absent in your heart, we think, we act, we believe wrong. Why? Because there's no comfort to rebuke us. There's no comfort to guide us. Be careful what comes into your mind. You have to think pure thoughts. You need to live right. The contents of the important, that the passage that the Solomon is talking about is sexual affairs of a young man. Solomon is warning his sons about having impure and immoral thought of the thought of life. Let me tell you something. What a wonderful God we have. God made you where you can think. With a life in, you'll never think two things at once. So how do you keep thinking what is wrong? How do you do that? Just thinking what is right. Simple. You replace what is wrong, what is right. And if you are thinking what is right, you cannot think what is wrong. What are you allowing in your mind? What are you allowing in your mind? What is your mind is full of? The world has having hidden our heart. David says, I've taken your word and I've hidden to my heart so that they may not sin against you. Why David says, because he knows that the heart of man is evil. The heart of man, it's evil. And the only thing that can change the heart of man is the word of God. And the only thing that will not make me to sin against God is when the heart is full of the word of God. What is your heart is full of? When you're sitting alone there, can you represent God? But when God is in there, he can change your speech. When God is in the heart, He can change your sight. When God is in the heart, He can change your steps. The Bible says the steps of the righteous men are ordered by God. If you want to know what is in your heart, listen what comes from your mouth. Because that will tell you that whatever the heart is, the mouth speaketh. Because any interpretment is when, or any interpretation in Iraq, it's what's in the heart. When your mind is clear and right with God, when you know that all your thoughts are representing God, God will never let you down. When your heart is full of the word of God, there's no way you can think evil with your heart. When your heart is full of the word of God, there is no way to gahlala upon ube ne jealous for other people, because inhliziyo iyakhona ukuthakatha abantu. The heart is able to bewitch people because of the jealousy that we have. But once the word of God is in there, it can clean everything in your heart. And when you're sitting alone there, you know that your heart are representing God. I want us to read the scripture here. In the book of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, it says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. And of all the perverse talk, stay away from the corrupt speech. Unkulunkulu is warning us that in order for us to keep our heart clean, to keep our heart in the right standing with God, keep ourselves away from these things. Look straight ahead to fix your eyes on what lies before you. God has given you certain things, but if you know it, you know that your heart is not in line with God, it's easy for you to be distracted because your heart, your mind, your sight, it's all over the place. But narrow your options. Put them into the word of God. God, where I am, I want you to rule and reign in my thoughts. Where I am, I want you to rule and reign in my heart. Uproot that evil thing that's in my heart. Because we end up not loving people. We hate people, not know why we're hating them. It's because the heart is full of evil. But God is able to clean that heart if you allow Him to clean that heart. Mark out your straight path, for your feet stays safe in the path. Yonke into, mark it, and your steps will be ordered by God. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from the following evil. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. Uma ubona ukuthi manene, no way. It looks like I'm after evil. But the Bible says, keep your ways away from it. Keep away from it. And God will help you if you allow Him. The Bible says, God has given you the decision. He has given you the power. And there's one thing I know about God. God respects your decision. If you allow Him, God, where I am, order my steps. I want to make sure all costs that I keep my ways from evil. My feet will never follow evil. My feet, I want to direct them into your house. I want them to direct where the word of God is pointing me to. But God is able to do that if you allow Him to do it. I'm saying to my brother, my sister, be careful what you deposit in your heart. Be careful. Be careful the things that you listen. Be careful the things that you read. Because all these things, zinomthelela empilweni yakho. Whether you like it or whether you don't like it, whether you know it or not, but somewhere, somehow, they have an effect in your life. Zinomthelela. But the question, can you see that this thing is destructing me into the way of God? But the Holy Spirit is there to show you that no. Now you're off track. Now you're not doing what the will of God is saying to you. That's where the Holy Spirit is stepping in. I'm saying to you, my brother, my sister, guard your heart. Let your heart be like an egg. And that thing, when it's surrounded by the word of God, Mudimo will make it a point at all cost. That egg will never fall down. Because Unkulunkulu, he protected this under the God's arm. God loves you. And God cares about you. There is nothing in this world that rotates in God's mind except the human being. God cares about you. Don't underestimate yourself under the will of God. God cares. I know things are not going well in your life. I know what is in as a humming and they're all selling a corner. But remember what I said, that God cares about you. Some people, we want results now. But uNkulunkulu yazi kungani certain things azihlehlisa. Because God knows. Because he has seen our destination. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know. But God knows. So how can you not trust God? Give God all your life. And let God rule and reign. I said, uNkulunkulu, my life, I put it on your hand. Do whatever you wish. Because you, white belt in Bilo Yami, you have destined my life. So my life is in your hand. Do whatever you wish. In closing, God cares about you, my brother. God loves you. This is Pastor Vilakazi from South Africa. Until we meet again, remember what I said. Boloka Piriyaha, God of your heart. I love you with the love of God. And God loves you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.